Gina N. from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hi, family. I'm Regina, and I'm an addict. They say we can only keep what we have by giving it away. And my sponsor always tell me that I come in here and I steal, because I don't give anything away. I don't share a lot. And I just got here about 10 o'clock tonight. I just rolled in and I bumped into another addict, and I'm thinking, hey, I need a speaker, you know. But they say nothing is out of order. You know, I know that God is working in my life today. The topic is being good to yourself and others. And I had a brief moment to think about it. And what I thought about was, before coming to Narcotics Anonymous, I was killing myself. I didn't know how to be good to myself or to others. I beat myself up for so long. You know, I thought being good to myself was dressing up the outside. You know, going up Georgetown and buying a nice outfit or something. That's what I thought, because that's how I was raised. You know, we lived in the projects, and I had a mother who was very frugal with her money, but I had a father who, you know, dressed from head to toe. And my mother used to say, look at him, he ain't got a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out. That's what she used to say, right? And I used to love to travel with or go around town with my father. And I hated for my mother. Now, my mother's pretty, but she dressed like an old woman. You know, that's how she carried it. And you would never know she had a bank, because that's how she walked around. You know, and my father, and I've always been heavy, okay, plump. And I remember, going to Georgetown, because my father shopped in Georgetown. And I remember going to Georgetown with my father, because he always wanted me to wear boots up my legs, right? And I could never find a pair. And he would be riding around, you're going to get some boots to go up your leg. You know, but that's the kind of person he was. And after coming around, you know, and realizing and looking at both parents, and today, I love my mother. She's still the same way. She has taught me wisdom today. You know, I still like to dress up and look good, but that ain't for real, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Being good to yourself is being good to thyself on the inside. You know, when I came around here early on, my sponsor used to call me it was similar to a dressed up garbage can, you know, because I would come in here and I would sit for about 90 days and then I would go back out, you know, and when I would go back out, before I came back, I would go get my nails done, go get my hair done, and go get a new outfit and come back in here and think y'all ain't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? I that's how I did it for a minute. You know, and my sponsor at that time, she was the only one, because I was still coming here and steal, and she was the only one that peeped it. You know, she said, I know when you use, because you go get your hair done, and you get your nails done, and she hit it. You know what I'm saying? It took a long time for me, y'all, to really get this thing, because I had a good job, okay? And so I could come in and bounce back real quick, you know, real quick. And they talk about the bottoms that we have, you know, that physical, mental, and spiritual. Well, it took a real spiritual bottom for me to really come in here and want to take a look at myself and want to change. I'm talking about change on the inside, y'all. I'm talking about practicing some steps and trying to practice them in my life daily. It's not easy, but what I have learned since being here, that it's easier for me to practice humility than to be humiliated, you know? And so that's how I am good to myself. I try to practice integrity. I try to be humble. For real, I'm very arrogant. Very arrogant. But you would never know it because it's on the down low. You know, really. You know, I'd be like, how you doing? And smiling and, you know, but for real, you know, that side kicks up. But I do a lot of praying. You know, I do a lot of praying and reading and talking to my sponsor. Because life on life's terms and the situations, sometimes it's not easy. And sometimes when those issues come up that I am not equipped to deal with, I am not good to myself. Because, and I want to talk about an issue that I had about a couple of months ago. I am actually from DC. And I rent property down here. And one of my tenants, you know, talks to me any kind of way. You know, when I come there and I need to do work on the property, you know, she don't want to let me in. She talked to me like I'm on the street, y'all. And that hurts. Because for real, I want to snatch up out my property. You know what I'm saying? I want to snatch up and tell her, this ain't yours for real, baby girl. You know, but I have to practice some humility. Because today I don't want to get locked up. Really, you know, it took, and I have to thank Narcotics Anonymous for my 22-year-old son, too, for coming around here. He got a little bit of knowledge because I had him with me, and he said, Mom, please don't get locked up, you know, and I looked in his eyes, and that's when God brought me back. And I thank God for the people in Narcotics Anonymous. But that was hard. And then I had to, now I've been going through the process, you know, trying to practice and be a good citizen and go to court, you know. And so I took the tenant to court, y'all. And when I walked up in there, the tenant went in, I guess she went and got some legal aid, because they walked up in there five deep. She had five attorneys. I ain't kidding. In landlord tenant court. And I'm like, okay, you ain't pay your rent. And the judge said to me, he said, Miss, he said, she's well represented. You sure you don't want no representation? I said, no, but in my mind, I was thinking, you know, God is my representation today. You know, that's who I depend on. And so I prayed and went through the process. I didn't get her evicted because in D.C., of course, they're lenient towards tenants. And I made an agreement with her to stretch it out for a year. You know what I'm saying? Gotta practice some humility up in here. But I'm all right with that, y'all. I'm all right with that. You know, the mortgage is getting paid. That's the bottom line. You know, and dealing with situations like that, day in and day out, that's how I feel. I'm good to myself, because had I had acted out, even in court, you know what I'm saying? What are the repercussions? You know, what am I going to get? You know, so I thank God that I am practicing spiritual principles today. I also thought about early on, I got married in this process and I stopped coming to meetings, and I was the happy homemaker, the mother, and the employee. And I set Narcotics Anonymous to the side. I didn't show up for self, you know. And that's the other thing that I thought about. I wasn't taking care of myself. And I came to a real detrimental place in my life about 2 years ago now. And I was backed in the corner. I had heard y'all talk about being backed in the corner with 10 years clean. And I had done some things that would have probably gotten me locked up. I wrecked my husband's truck. And after I wrecked the truck, you know, I went back to work and I sat in my office, and the thought of using came at that point. But it only lasted for 2 seconds, because the very next thought that I had was, I had a vision of hanging myself in my office. And at that moment, an angel called me. And I want to acknowledge her. That angel is my girlfriend, Renee. She's in the back. And I love her. She called me, and she talked me through it. And when I hung up the phone, I immediately went to a meeting, okay? And I walked up in the meeting, and the meetings in Cincinnati are a little different. You know, they ain't talking. They got a lot of quiet time. I wasn't used to that. And so when I walked in there, I didn't even know it was a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, because it was so quiet. And the guy was sitting at the table, and I was hot. You know, I was ready to explode. And I said, is this a Narcotics Anonymous meeting or what? And he looked up at me and he said, yes. I said, well, why isn't anybody sharing? He said, well, you sit down and share. And that's what I did, y'all. And from that moment till today, I work on me. Because if I'm not good to me, I can't be good to you. And so, man, woman, chick, or child, I got to do what I got to do. And my husband questions me frequently about going to the meetings. You want to come? He's not an NA member, you know. And they're getting to a point, my family, you know, when I switched up and started doing some things for Regina, they didn't understand, because they wasn't used to it. I wasn't going to meetings. And so today, that's what I do, y'all. I show up. I go to work. I try to practice integrity in my life and practice humility. I think it's so important to be humble. I don't have a whole lot to say about that. I don't normally share. And people in my network don't believe that because, well, they don't understand it, because I travel all over the country giving presentations on my job. I don't mean I be working it, okay? PowerPoint the whole nine, you know, but I shared with a woman in my network, and she said, why you can't share? And I said, because that's not really Regina on that job. See, when I come up in here, y'all looking at me, I got to take the mask off. I got to let you know who I am. And that's hard. So, Lewis, I'm going to shut up. And I love you and thank you. Thank y'all for allowing me to share.